Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for checking us out on iTunes and Stitcher. We really appreciate it. Always appreciate the interest on Pinterest as well. And as always, thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, keeping me caffeinated and keeping it local. We got a doozy of a podcast for you this week. I teased you with it a little bit last week. I'm really excited about this. Our social media swami, Chris Bradley, is here, and we're going to recap that awesome social media at work conference we went to in Harrisburg two Fridays ago. Keynote speaker, Mark Schaefer. You've heard me talk about him. You've heard Chris talk about him. I had never heard of him before Chris drew my attention to him, and I'm forever grateful to Chris for that, because I've just been a nut after reading his book, The Content Code. He gave us all a copy of the book. It's a must read for you, and my wife is still teasing me because I stayed up all night reading the book. I started reading it, and I even messaged Mark on Facebook. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to be up all night with this, and I was. It's the first book I've read straight through since high school. I'm serious. Chris, welcome back. It's always good to have you here, man.
And good morning.
Good morning. I'm serious about that. I've not read a book straight through like that since high school. I think it was a Hardy Boys book.
That's awesome. It is a good book. I also read it as well, and it's a good read. It's an easy read, and it really makes you think. Really does make you think, right?
Absolutely. I think that was the big thing for me, because I'm a notoriously slow reader. I really am. But I started reading his book, and it made so much sense.
Yeah,
it's like I've been saying all along. His presentation, I don't think I've heard more truth packed into an hour than I did there.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you again to Mark, because we'll have a soundbite that Mark provided us for the podcast today. We'll have that a little bit later on. So thank you again to him. Just a quick background on social media at work. This is the third year of this event, and it's a great event because it's local to us here. It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and they always have these wonderful keynote speakers and local social media and internet marketing specialists who provide a great format of panels and discussions. This year, it was a half day. Previous years, it was a full day, but I feel like the half day, it was I got the same amount of great information as I did in a full day. A shout out to a couple of the folks involved. I mean, I can't hit everybody here, but some of the social media Harrisburg Club volunteers, who the social media club or the Harrisburg is the one that puts on this event. Dan Christ and Dieter Gallagher, Mike Rathon, Susan Ewing, Stephanie Gaiman, Stephen Giuliani, Kevin Giuliani, to name a few. And the presenters, Quinn Briner, Kathleen McGraw from Hershey Resorts, Kathy Stavely, Kevin Giuliani, and Matt Hannaford, just to name a few. It's a great event, and we did lunch beforehand, and the gentleman that I did lunch with said it best. He said, how can you beat a conference in our area for under $100 that has Mark Schaefer and Pam Moore? And I totally agree with them. So we, Mark and I, felt like it was really good that we go over some of the different insights that we learned.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, a lot of these events that I've been to previously, I've not been that jazzed about, because they feel too corporate and too sterile, and the presentations tend to be very sterile. And I think that's what got me about this one. Very engaging stuff, and I've not been able to say this very often in my career, but I came away from this conference absolutely feeling like I know more now, and I have a better understanding of it, which, being an SEO and working with you, because you're the social media side of the equation, the more I can understand about the social media side, the better I can work with you. And that goes for any SEO. Anybody in SEO who's listening, or anybody who's trying to do their own SEO, or anybody who may have an SEO and a social media management system that are not in sync, you have to have them in sync. And that was the big thing that I walked away from here, which, you know, again, it's what we do, but it's good to hear that reinforcement and to really see how it's progressing and where it's going.
That's a good point, Mark, what you said about SEOs having a better understanding of social media. I do the same thing with the SEO side. And I'll tell you what, I'm really glad that you were able to attend it with me. I thought I knew going into it that you would enjoy it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So jumping right into part one, which is kind of reviewing some of the key insights that we learned from Mark Schaefer's keynote, which is content ignition. You know, I'm glad that you got to see him live, Mark. I consider myself lucky to have had been able to see Mark three times now, all of them at the Social Media at Work event in Harrisburg. but I've been following him ever since the first time that we met back in 2012. And, you know, I've read several of his books. What I really like about Mark is not only the fact that he is very knowledgeable about this complex industry that we work in, but he's also very approachable,
very.
As you learned at the event. So what are some big insights that you took away from Mark's keynote?
Ah, you're turning the tables on me there.
I am. I can be the interviewer.
Well, I gotta love a guy who creates an acronym of a badass that is absolutely relevant to what he does. Now, to spell out badass, the B stands for brand development. The A, first A, stands for audience and influencers. The D stands for distribution, also advertising, promotion, and SEO. All works together. A, authority. The first S, shareability. And the second S, social proof and social signals. It's when he had it up there, of course, it was funny. It got a laugh because of what the acronym spells. But I love humor to make something memorable. And it definitely worked with me. But it's so true because it's the I walked away with so many different analogies that I'm now going to be using. And I think the big one was the winemaker that he showed. And the importance of this is any of you listening who feel like you can't compete, who feel like you don't have the marketing budget or the ability to compete with people who may have been around a lot longer than you in the business that you do in the area that you're working in. The example that Mark Schaefer brought up was a winemaker, and you can find this guy on YouTube. I'll tell you about the video here momentarily. But this winemaker, he had a well-paying corporate job and decided, the heck with it, I'm going to quit my corporate job and I'm going to move the family. We're going to become a winemaker. And they moved to France, and he decided to be a winemaker in an area, if memory serves me correctly, it was about the size of Lancaster County, and he had 600 competitors in that region.
It was in France, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, imagine, whatever county you're living in, imagine 600 competitors doing exactly what you're doing. And some of these competitors have been around for, in this case, a couple hundred years. There's a lot of heritage there. Now, the thing is, he discovered he had an advantage because a lot of these businesses thought, well, we've been here forever. Everybody knows who we are. We don't need to do this Facebook stuff. We don't need to do this social media stuff. It happens all the time in all different businesses. You can go to, and you know this, Chris, you can go to people's Facebook pages and you can see right off the bat how seriously they're taking their social media. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy, he started doing little 2-minute videos and drawing people into his business. And I implore all of you that are listening to heed this. He brought people into his business to the point where there was a video, and this one gave me goosebumps when I saw it because it was chilling, because this is what, you know, you're drinking wine and you're not thinking about the effort that goes into making that wine, mm-hmm. The blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of tears when, you know, this guy puts on a little minute long video showing him kneeling next to his grapevines. They're decimated, broken branches, and I mean, just, nothing on the vines anymore. And he looks up at the camera and says, "This is what happens after a 15-minute hailstorm." You know, if that doesn't grab your heart, I don't know what will. You know, somebody working that hard in a 15-minute hailstorm can cost you, can cost you a crop.
Mm-hmm.
But sharing that with people, it drew people into his world and into what he was doing. It got interest. Now, it certainly didn't hurt that he has a great personality, and his British accent just makes it all the cooler. But all that to say, he did these kinds of things, and over the course of about 2.5 years, built up his audience. It's what Mark Schaefer refers to as your alpha audience. And everybody listening, think about your alpha audience, and think alpha audience every time you get those little things telling you that you can buy 10,000 Facebook followers for $5. It may be 10,000, but they're not even worth the $5. You build your alpha audience by finding people who are actually interested in you and what goes into your business and the end product. In building this alpha audience, he then puts this really awesome video that's 49 seconds long. 49 seconds. How to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew. And I'm not going to tell you how he does it, because I'm not going to be a spoiler with that. I'm going to tell you it'll be totally worth your 49 seconds. You'll be chuckling, but you'll also be saying, man, I can't believe that works. Mm-hmm. But it's how to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew. He is not the first person to put that video up there. And when Mark said this, it gave me goosebumps, and it does right now talking about it, because so many people think, well, people can get information from other people's websites. Why do they need to get it from mine? Well, they need to know that you know these things, and they need to know that you have insights that other people don't have. And in the case of this, with this gentleman putting up the video of how to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew, you can go on YouTube and see for yourself. Other people have done it before, but those other people don't have nearly 10 million views. And that, again, that's because over the course of 2.5 years, he was consistent with posting on Facebook. And it wasn't afterthought posts. It was posts that drew people into his business. It was posts that used humor. It was posts that showed his personality. It showed the humanity and heartbeat behind his business. And then people cared. And he had enough people caring that when he posted that aforementioned open the bottle of wine without a corkscrew video, it went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, he found his alpha audience.
Yeah. That's a good example, Mark, of the overall what Mark Schaefer was trying to explain to us in the presentation and also in the book. I mean, it all starts with creating exceptional content. So that's part one, and that's not easy to do.
No.
I mean, that's very difficult. So once you get to that part one, you feel like you're creating exceptional content. In the case of the winemaker, it was video format.
Yep.
Then what he kind of gets into is how can we create strategies to ignite that content, to ignite your marketing, and to ignite your business online. And honestly, I recommend picking up the book, because we can only get into it so much. But one thing, one of the slides that he had that I took a picture of and really like was, the dilemma that Mark communicated was that people share content for intrinsic emotional reasons.
Yes.
Companies try to get you to share their content for economic reasons. Mm-hmm. The dilemma there. How can we as companies get people to share content, our content, for the intrinsic emotional reasons? What can we do to make that happen? So that's always an important there was just a lot of great information thrown out there. I did ask Mark a question, and we did get he was able to give us a little bit of his time, which again, thank you, Mark, for doing that. I asked him, I've been working with small businesses, and I know that they don't always have a lot of resources to put into their internet marketing. What would you recommend for a small business who's creating exceptional content that they do to ignite their content if they indeed have those limited resources?
Well, I'll tell a little story. I was working with this little regional hospital, and the hospital told me, well, we've been spending about $70,000 a month on full-page advertising, and we really don't feel like it's working like it used to. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, newspapers aren't really working like they used to in a lot of cases. And so I think it's not really fair to think about this is something extra mm-hmm. that we need to pile on. I think it's a time for every business to reassess Where are we spending our money on marketing? Where do we have our resources? This is a good time to really look at how are customers getting their information? Where are they getting their information? And even if you think you know, this would be a good time to check again, because in the last 18 months, there has been a cataclysmic shift in how people are getting their information. So, I mean, the first thing I would look at is not necessarily finding new resources, piling on new resources. The first question is it time for us to reallocate? Mm-hmm. I can tell you that this hospital that was spending $70,000 on ads, if I just took 25% of that and devoted that into social media content and content ignition, you could really make some headway in a couple of months. So I think that's the first question we need to ask is, where are we today? How do we reallocate our resources to meet the demands of the current world?
Okay, Mark, you've said a couple of times since we attended the event that Mark's keynote was an hour of pure 100% truth, and I really love that. What are anything closing that you want to state that kind of backs up that 100% truth that you felt after listening to Mark?
Absolutely. It's a statement that he made that when he first made it, it made me bristle a little bit, but then he went on to explain it and it was 100% truth. I'm big on content, and he made a comment about content not necessarily being king. And of course, that makes me bristle because I care about what I write, and everybody should care about what goes on their website, but everybody doesn't necessarily. A lot of people create content just to say that they could do it. And what Mark Schaefer's talking about when he says why content itself isn't king, it's how shareable is your content? And I guess I want to wind up this segment by asking everybody listening, when you create content for your website and you are using your social media to draw attention to that content, ask yourself, would you share that content? I mean, be honest with yourself. Don't be biased, and it's hard to do sometimes, but would you actually share that content if you saw it on somebody else's website or someone else's social media? Because if your answer is no, then you need better content. That's really the bottom line. Now, when we come back, I'm going to turn the tables on Chris, and I'm going to ask him about Pam Moore's keynote.
Three words. Mind your business.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. We were talking about Mark Schaefer's presentation at Social Media at Work. Chris turned the tables on me and made me talk, which I was glad to do.
Yeah.
But I'm turning it back over to you, Chris, because you've been talking a lot about Pam Moore's keynote speech and or keynote presentation, I should say. And tell us a little bit about Pam. So for anybody listening that may not know who she is, just a quick recap on who Pam Moore is.
Yeah, I'll admit that while I've been following Pam Moore on Twitter for a couple years now, I wasn't 100% familiar with her work, but that was only because there are only so many influencers that you could follow. And all of that said, after listening to Pam's keynote, I'm definitely going to be paying closer attention to her work going forward. It's kind of similar to your experience with Mark Schaefer. You didn't know much about him until I introduced him, but after seeing him speak, you're now, you're tuned in. So same thing with Pam.
I basically had the same reaction that you had when you saw Mark Schaefer, what, three years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was an aha moment. Like, yeah, this guy in the case of Pam, this woman knows really what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. In her keynote, Pam talked about, several things, including how we as businesses need to have the right mindset when we're participating and when we're investing resources in social media, instead of focusing on our influence metrics, which is, as Pam termed it, menial work. We need to focus on significance. We need to focus on purpose and value. You know, doing this gives us a clear meaning and can be expressed without words by using more visuals, which was another great track during the social media work about the power of visual social. But anyway, this could be expressed without words by using more visuals. We need to be more meaningful in our intent. Let's not worry about how many people, quote, like or follow us or how high our clout score is. We should be focusing instead on our alpha audience, those who we've earned the trust with, which Mark Schaefer emphasized in his content ignition strategy and we talked about earlier. Pam also touched on how Facebook is still the social media platform that continues to be the most active, with 70% of its users engaging daily, mm-hmm. and the demographics on Facebook being all over the map. It's really hard to find a reason for businesses not to be on Facebook because it's the platform where the meaning is. And Pam emphasized that this meaning is an important thing to consider because Facebook is where individual users go to connect with people and brands that they love. You know, I really like that.
What you just said there, too, you said it's hard to find a reason for businesses not to be on Facebook. I think a lot of businesses talk themselves out of being on Facebook because they're looking for immediate gratification.
Very true.
And, this is not 10 years ago.
Mm-mm.
This is not the age of immediate gratification on the internet. You are building your alpha audience.
Yes. Very good point. Matter of fact, it brings me back to a post I read earlier this week from my friend Rachel Shrella, who has her own social media business down in the Philadelphia area. And she talked about how she had a client who left her after 6 months because they weren't getting any business from social media. And I love how in her post she explains that, hey, guess what, guys? It took me 5 years. I've been doing this for 5 years. I've been building my business on social media for 5 years, and I am just now starting to really reap the benefits.
Oh, so, yeah, even the winemaker that we talked about in the first segment, it 2.5 years before he had that video go viral. And that's wine.
Everybody loves wine.
Yeah.
But it takes time.
Yeah, it does. What I really found helpful and memorable in Pam's keynote was when she spoke about social media being a heart thing. To elaborate, Pam explained that people don't buy things, they join things. And people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Businesses need to tell us why you do what you do. Prove through your online persona that you're a person and that you can be trusted. We aren't going to care what or how you do something until you tell us why you do it. you know, basically the old adage, don't tell me, show me. Your actions speak louder than your own words. I'm going to use a quick example that I witnessed last year in our area here in Lancaster during the blizzard. We had a lot of snow in like a 3 or 4 day time frame, and there was a pizza place in southern Lancaster that decided, you know what, we're going to open our doors today and we're going to offer free pizza to all those individuals outside who don't have power. They can't cook, or they don't have any source of power to cook food.
Yep.
So they actually went on to Facebook and they explained, you know, we're going to offer free food and free. They were actually had their delivery drivers out there delivering it to them too as well, which was even, you know, an emphasis on top of what this you know, goodwill gesture was. Mark, they had, I think it before they posted, they might have had 500 likes on their page. After 2 or 3 days of this going viral, they had over 1,000 likes. But even more importantly, the engagement, they had over 300 comments. So again, this just kind of reiterates what Pam was talking about, you know, about being a heart thing, you know, using your social media to really be a person rather than just a business trying to, you know, we're going to throw out every time we have a sale. That's still important. But kind of use discretion when doing that.
Yep, no doubt.
So to wrap up Pam's keynote, what is important for our listeners today to take away? I cannot think of a better way to do that than to talk about what Pam labeled the meaningful journey. So do you have a pen and paper? If not, hit pause and come right back. Okay, we're still here.
pen and paper, what's that?
What's that? Yeah. All right. What are the things that gives you and your business or your nonprofit meaning? If you don't know what they are, think about them and start documenting them and using them to rally your audience around your cause and mission. Bring others into your business or nonprofit and help them by making it easier for them to understand what gives you and your business meaning. You know, grab your employees, have them participate in this as well. Some of the things that are worth mentioning as a reminder, don't focus on your follower like count. Focus on your heart count. How many people are engaging and talking about your business on social media?
I like that, your heart count.
The heart count, yep. This could include online reviews. It can include check-ins. Focus on metrics that help us understand if people are believing you and if they believe the same thing that you do. Leadership is a choice, not a rank. This goes back to focusing on significance, purpose, and the value that you offer to your customers. And leaders go first so they can protect those who join their journey. This is my favorite coffee shop expanding into other areas, showing courage and seeing success because they believe in what their business represents. I love how Pam mentioned Simon Sinek when talking about leadership. If you haven't read any of Simon's books, I highly recommend them, especially his latest called Leaders Eat Last, Why Some Teams Pull Together and Others Don't. Lastly, for those listeners out there that are focusing on their personal brands or have questions about whether they should separate their personal and their professional brand, at the end of the event, an audience member actually asked Pam if she should separate her personal and her professional brand. And Pam had a really great answer, simple but really great. She said that the main reason that it's important that you create your own personal brand outside of your professional is because your personal brand is what moves with you throughout your career. I know that's kind of a side note to the actual keynote itself, but I thought it was really cool and I wanted to pass that along, especially to a lot of our younger audience listeners, because the job that you're in today more than likely is not going to be the job that you're going to be in 5 or 10 years down the road. Maybe it will be, but you know, we're starting to see a lot of shifting from the job perspective. So I thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, you know what I love the most about this? And of course, you know what a cynic I am to begin with. But what I love about this, thank you, Pam, for saying these things and for talking about how important your personal brand is along with your professional brand. There is so much separation of business and personal that it's been taken to ridiculous extremes, because in a corporate sense, you can't let personal personal feelings and all get in the way of making a good or bad decision, which is what the purpose of all that is. But that has been taken to such ridiculous lengths to where it's almost like people think they can live a double life. You can have this great brand, but if the way you present your personal brand outside your professional brand is the opposite of what your professional brand is, or if you're presenting yourself in a, I don't know, not very likable way, and there's a lot of ways you can look at that, you can hurt your professional brand by the way you present your personal brand. And what I love about this is I think of the 80s and the 90s and all the celebrities doing, promoting these, being spokespeople for these different products and whatnot. And I always think of Cher when she was talking about, I think it was when NutraSweet was fairly new, which I'm really dating myself there. But she was doing these commercials about using these artificial sweeteners and watching your diet, and did her own exercise videos and all that. And then you find out later, oh, wait, she had liposuction, tummy tucks, and Botox. Oh, that's why she looks the way she does. It's not because she's doing everything that she's telling us to do. And she may be doing those things, but that's not why she looks the way she does. And you can look at all these different celebrity spokespeople, and if you pay them enough money, they will speak for a brand. They'll speak for a product, but they don't necessarily believe it. And then they go out and get in trouble with the law, and it makes headlines, and the next thing you know, they're dropped as a corporate spokesperson for that product. And I don't mean to go off on a rabbit trail there, but when she talks about this, I mean, that's it on a huge scale. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely relevant on small scale. In fact, it's even more relevant for small businesses, because you are more intimately involved with your business and you're a representative of your business. Even when the clock's not ticking, people meet you outside of work, they're going to make judgments on you and your brand based on what they see of you.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Good point. So I guess it's safe to say that you and I really enjoyed ourselves at Social Media at Work. I really thanks again to all the great volunteers who make that happen. We're hoping that it continues each year. I have no doubt that it will. Hopefully Mark can continue to come back. Again, thanks to Mark and Pam for flying in. Mark from Tennessee and Pam from down in the Florida Orlando area. To our audience out there, if you did not attend this event, if you have not attended it, keep your eyes open. Join the Harrisburg Social Media Club's mailing list. They will send out emails next year when it's announced. And consider getting a ticket. I think the ticket was like $80-some for early bird, maybe $100 if you didn't get the early bird. But totally again, it's a good local event. There's a lot of great events out there. There's a lot of events that cost a lot of money and require a lot of travel and expenses. This is one that does not have either if you live in our area. So again, check it out.
Thank you again, Chris, for being on here this week. And thanks to all of you for listening to the podcast this week, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thanks for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and for checking us out on Pinterest. Thank you, Whiff Roasters, for keeping me caffeinated. And Chris, again, it was great to experience the social media conference with you, and thanks for coming on here, and we will see you next time.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?